Up at the Fargo Dome for that. Okay, we need to get started. A very cool event, and it actually kind of sneaks up on us. Maybe not for the students at NDSU, but it is the little International Livestock Show. It is the largest student-sponsored event on NDSU's campus involving over 300 students. And we also have a coronation. We have a court, and we are going to get to talk to this year's queen, Jolie Sanders, the 99th little international queen. Is I'm sure it's an honor to win, but gosh, wouldn't it have been nice to get 100? is that thought pop in your head? It's like, one more year. I could have had the 100. Or doesn't it matter?
Well, you know, I'm a senior this year, so just going out with a bang, I guess.
I guess we'll go that way. All right, you've got a whole list. We're talking to Jolie Sanders. You're NDSU's judging club president for this year. You've got the saddle and sirloin secretary position. You are the 99th little international queen, and also human development and family services. Explain that last title. Is that like an educational thing, or is that something like a current job for you?
So, a little bit of both. That's what I'm majoring in this year, and I'll graduate within May. But I'm going into a field where I'll be working with kids all day. So lots of human development going on there.
Okay, give us, it's going to sound like a job interview, but I have to ask you, Jolie, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where'd you go to school? And you kind of talked about your major, but where'd you grow up?
So I grew up on a teeny tiny little hobby farm west of New Salem, North Dakota, raising show cattle and a little bit of some pigs, some dairy goats. And when I was real little, we had about 600 head of sheep. So we've kind of had a little bit of everything. I went to school there in New Salem, playing volleyball, basketball. I did track a little bit. FFA and 4-H were big too. So kind of a all around, we had a bunch of things going on between my four brothers and I.
That is pretty awesome. Now, I'm trying to think if Pete Hanabit, does that name sound familiar? It's my friend. I thought he was around.
Yeah.
He's got a son. Do you know is his son Peter? Or what is his son's name?
Paul.
Paul.
Yes. Paul was grade above me.
Was he? All right. Well, I know he's kind of a go-getter too, but I digress. All right. So let's talk about the Saddle and Sirloin Club from NDSU. You were nice enough to send me an email, as I get every year, from the club wanting to promote their events coming up. It's a really cool deal that happens on the campus of NDSU. But talk about the Saddle and Sirloin Club for folks that don't know about it. Now, anybody that's gone to NDSU, you know about this club, but for folks that haven't gone, what is this club all about?
So the way I like to sum it up for everybody is it's our agricultural club on campus. It's the largest student-led organization, and our whole focus is to promote animal husbandry and welfare and highlighting agriculture in a positive light.
Okay, and the event itself is coming up very soon on Valentine's Day. It's one of the days, I believe, Friday, the February 14th, and Saturday, February 15th. And with it being the 99th queen, has this been almost 100 years? Is that right?
Yes. So we started in 1922, and we had to take a couple of years off there for wartime. Yeah. But we're coming back strong, and we haven't missed a year since. We've battled through weather and many, many other challenges, but we're coming back, and hopefully next year will be our biggest year yet with the 100th. We got to make it through the 99th first, though.
I forget. Yes, absolutely, but it should be a lot of fun. I forget. I'm sure you got both. Do you have social media and webpage?
Yes. We've got a website that we try and keep updated. It's just NDSU Saddle and Sirloin. And the same for Facebook. It's the same username. And we try and keep everybody updated through those. And we should have a lot of updates coming out on those very soon.
Okay. So the show features showmanship classes, beef, dairy, sheep, swine, goats. That's right up your alley, is it not? That's pretty much everything
Yes.
you grew up with. As well as ham curing and public speaking. Let me divert over to the public speaking. What do you do for public speaking? Do they actually have a class for you to take?
So it's actually a competition. It'll be coming up here on January 22nd, so next week already.
Okay.
And I think we've got 7 or 8 contestants this year, and we bring in a panel of judges, and you give your speech relating to our theme, which this year is Growing Dreams, Harvesting Success. So we'll have our speakers come in, and they'll be placed, and our number one, our champion, I guess, will give our speech at the banquet. So there's a little bit of a scholarship that goes with it, and then you get the bragging rights, and you get to give your speech in front of everybody.
All right. Sounds good to me. You guys also honor an culturalist, get the pronunciation there right, of the year. Who is that person this year, or is it a secret?
Well, this year it is Dr. Gerald Stucka. He's one of NDSU's faculty members, and he has served North Dakota for years and years and years. He's a veterinarian by trade, and he's helped with many things over the years. Some of his most notable topics were he's traveled to many different countries talking about animal welfare and stewardship. He's visited Ukraine, South Africa, Costa Rica, Brazil, just talking about his love for agriculture. He and his wife Connie live in Cooperstown, and they have their four children there, and they've really just dedicated so much of their lives to North Dakota agriculture.
I've had a chance to talk to Mr. Stucka. He does a great job. Tickets, are there still tickets available, and what do we need tickets for? There's a couple of different events I believe you need tickets for.
Absolutely. So Friday, February 14th, is our Hall of Fame banquet. That's when we will honor Dr. Stucka and go over the different events that we'll have leading up to it, and that is $20 to the general public. You can reach out to any Saddle and Sirloin members. They'll be on our website as well. And I believe you can buy those up until the 14th. And then on the 15th, we'll have our morning show, which will start at 8 a.m., and that is free to the public. And then we'll have our night show starting at 5 p.m., which is a $5 entrance fee. And it's a full night of fun.
That's awesome.
I think we plan on having 4 or 5 hours going there at the night show, lots of different skits planned, and then we'll have our round robin and our champion showmanship as well.
Are there things during the year, I forget, that the Sirloin Club has going on? Is this like just one of the events, or is this it? This is the big deal for the Saddle and Sirloin Club.
We also have a couple other events throughout the year. One of our most noteworthy ones is Kitty Days, which is where we bring in elementary school students. For this year, we're doing 2 weeks of it, and we teach them about different animal welfare and husbandry techniques, and just showing them where their food comes from, and so they get a little bit better idea of what farming is. And so we bring in about 2,000 kids in those 2 weeks and teach them as much as we can.
Okay, very cool. Who's the rest of the court? I should have asked you that.
So alongside me, I have Princesses Madison Mertens and Karin Marty. They're both terrific young ladies. Madison is from Sequoia, Minnesota. Karin is from Sequoia, Minnesota, and Madison is from Berlin, Wisconsin.
I think it's Chicago, isn't it?
Oh, it might be.
Yeah. If memory serves me right, I believe that's a town near where I grew up, or at least where my grandparents were. So anyway, I digress. But we can't know every little small town. All right, for the Queen's role, is it just limited to this particular event, or is there some things that you're going to have to do by winning this crown over the year?
Leading up to it, both the princesses and I are in charge of basically being the moms of everything. Okay. So we're cooking all the meals, we're making certain everybody's fed, they're warm, they show up to everything on time. So we're helping with dry runs, which is where we're just doing a walkthrough of what the show will be like. We're helping with everybody getting their animals ready. So we're there with extra clippers and snacks and drinks and just trying to keep everybody going throughout the week. We also have to help with hand curing and public speaking. So we're there to kind of be a public figure for everybody. So when judges come in, we introduce ourselves right off the bat, and we try and be as hospitable as possible.
All right. Sounds good. Jolie, if anybody wants to find out more information, ask a question, or buy tickets, where is the best place for them to go?
Our website, NDSU Saddle and Sirloin, or on Facebook at NDSU Saddle and Sirloin. People will get back to you right away if you message us through there. And tickets should be available on our website.
Cool. All right, Julie, again, thank you for reaching out. We'll get a hold of you guys one more time for sure before the event. The day is Friday, February 14th, Saturday, February 15th, maybe the week before. We'll have you guys come on again, and we can meet some of the princesses or other folk, whoever you want me to meet. We'll line it up. But I appreciate you coming on today.